USA Radio News with Wendy King.
Federal law enforcement officers and National Guard members have been replaced by city police in Washington, D.C. This woman in Indianapolis says she's in it for the long haul.
We're going to keep protesting, we're going to keep being in the streets, and we're going to keep disrupting if we have to.
Congressional Democrats are coming out with legislation to overhaul police accountability. The bill is called the Justice in Policing Act of 2020, according to a summary obtained by the New York Times. It would track police misconduct, nationally ban certain types of chokeholds, make it easier to prosecute officers, and make lynching a federal hate crime. New Jersey Senator Cory Booker is one of the bill's sponsors.
For black people in this country, we've thought this country's out of control in the way it polices our communities and individuals for a very long time.
He spoke on NBC's Meet the Press. This is USA Radio News.
Do you have an idea for an invention or new product? Do you think companies would be interested in your idea? Do you want to try to get a patent? Then call InventHelp now. InventHelp keeps your idea confidential and explains every step of the invention process. We create professional materials representing your idea and submit it to companies who are looking for new ideas. We have more than 9,000 companies who have agreed to review ideas in confidence. If a company shows interest in manufacturing your invention, we can negotiate on your behalf. We have helped over 10,000 clients receive patents. We also offer services including 3D modeling and animation demonstrating your idea, prototyping services, and we use state-of-the-art technology to show InventHelp client ideas to additional companies. Join the thousands of people just like you who chose InventHelp to pursue their idea. We are experienced. We are working for you. We are InventHelp.
Call us for free information at 1-800-460-1663. That's 1-800-460-1663. Again, 1-800-460-1663.
An influential retired U.S. official is tipping his November hand. USA's Chris Barnes reports from Washington.
Former Joint Chiefs Chairman and Secretary of State Colin Powell confirming he's voting for Joe Biden in the upcoming election.
I'm very close to Joe Biden on a social matter and on a political matter. I've worked with him for 35, 40 years, and he is now the candidate, and I will be voting for him.
Powell making the announcement on CNN's State of the Union while ripping into President Trump, accusing him of lying, not being effective, and insulting many people. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Former Vice President Joe Biden is traveling to Houston on Monday to meet with the family of George Floyd. Last week, Floyd family attorney Ben Crump said that Biden was welcome to attend the funeral, but he declined because he didn't want to disrupt the memorial with his large footprint of Secret Service. You're listening to USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All-American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Large protests against racism and police brutality in support of the Black Lives Matter movement have taken place throughout Europe and further afield. I can't breathe. The last few words uttered by George Floyd before his death have resonated around the globe. In London, thousands of people congregated around the US Embassy for the second day running. In Rome, protesters held a peaceful yet noisy rally holding placards that read, Black Lives Matter, and it's a white problem. One protester standing outside the US Embassy in Hong Kong noted that George Floyd's death affects everyone.
It is a global issue. People around the world will be looking at the US and thinking to themselves that obviously black lives don't seem to matter that much.
The demos in Rome, London and Hong Kong came a day after largely peaceful anti-racism protests took place in cities from Australia to Europe to the US.
A California police officer was killed after an ambush. USA Radio's John Hunt has the details.
A call about a suspicious van led to an ambush that resulted in the death of a Northern California sheriff's deputy and injuries to two other law enforcement officers. Sergeant Damon Gutzweiler was fatally shot during the confrontation in Santa Cruz. A second deputy was injured. The third officer from the California Highway Patrol was shot in the hand. Gutzweiler was a married father of one child, with the second child on the way. The suspect, identified as Stephen Carrillo, was shot during his capture and is being treated at a hospital for non-life-threatening injuries.
For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.